This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the country's dairy sector has witnessed tremendous growth of 70% in the last 11 years. He said it is the fastest growing sector in the world. The minister today inaugurated Sabha Dairy's newly constructed plant at Rohtak IMT. Mr. Shah said Sabha Dairy has completed the construction of the largest plant in the entire country with an investment of 325 crore rupees. He said that milk procurement is 660 lakh litre per day and the government aims to increase milk procurement per day to 1000 lakh metric tons by 2028-29. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today highlighted the need for 8% GDP growth to meet the goal of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the inaugural session of the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman asserted that the country's economy is resilient and continues to grow sustainably and its capacity to absorb global shocks is strong. She highlighted that geopolitical conflicts are intensifying globally, calling for reforms at global institutions to meet current needs. Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, has said that Operation Sindoor will be remembered as a conflict that achieved its objectives with speed and precision, and the operation brought Pakistan to its knees. Addressing the 93rd Air Force Day anniversary celebrations in New Delhi today, he said India struck multiple targets in Pakistan and also destroyed 4 to 5 Pakistan fighter jets during the operation. He said a clear directive mandate was given to the Indian Armed Forces. The Air Force chief also emphasized the need to be future ready for war. The Indian Air Force will mark its 93rd anniversary on the 8th of October this year. To commemorate the occasion, the Air Force Day parade will be conducted at Hindon Air Force Station. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees from New Delhi. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, the Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government ITIs across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhya Mantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today transferred an amount of 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts of 25 lakh women beneficiaries under the recently launched Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rojgar Yojana. A total of 2,500 crore rupees was transferred through direct benefit transfer. The Chief Minister informed that the objective of this scheme is to provide financial assistance to women who are interested in self-employment and in running a small business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat has completed its 11th year today on the same day in 2014. The first episode of Mann Ki Baat was broadcast on Akashvani on the occasion of Vijaya Dashami. Recently, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had addressed the nation in 126th episode of the program. Mann Ki Baat is not just a radio show but a symbol of courage and social transformation which has reached every corner of the country. A concerning report comes from Chindwara district in Madhya Pradesh where cases of kidney disease among children are steadily increasing. So far, 6 children have died from this illness while several others are in critical condition and admitted to major hospitals in Jabalpur and Nagpur. The affected children are between 1 and 5 years old and the administration is fully alert. Investigations reveal that children were given Coltrif and Nextro DS cough syrup for cold, cough and fever, which contain a toxic chemical called diethylene glycol, leading to kidney failure. The health department is conducting tests and screenings of children in the area. Situation in Bareilly district of Uttar Pradesh remained peaceful and under control. Security was strengthened in several sensitive areas ahead of the prayers on Friday, a week after the city witnessed violence following the congregational prayers. India Met Department has issued a red alert predicting very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Bihar and Chhattisgarh today. The IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Northeast India, including Madhya Pradesh, Eastern Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha and West Bengal. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.